Ever wondered what the articles, the human rights articles, say? There are a number of them. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, remember, is a statement drafted by the United Nations Commission on Human Rights and adopted by the General Assembly on December 10, 1948. The Declaration contains 30 articles and sets out the basic human rights, including legal, political, economic equality. It declares that all persons should enjoy at least a minimum standard of living, access to health and social services, the right to employment, free education, a free pass freely between countries. The Declaration doesn't have the force of international law, and perhaps that's why a surprising number of countries today have elected not to formally sign that document, even while applauding its high standards and its noble virtues. Here, in abbreviated form, is a synopsis of what I've chosen, 13 of the most significant of the articles of human rights by the UN, adopted in December of 1948. Article 1 says, all human beings, or abbreviated, remind you, all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience, should act toward one another in a spirit of brotherhood. 2, everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration, without distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. Article 3, everyone has a right to life, liberty, and the security of person. 6, everyone has a right to recognition everywhere as a person before the law. 9, no one should be subjected to arbitrary arrest, detention, or exile. 10, everyone is entitled to full equality, to a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal. The determination of his rights and obligations, and of any criminal charge against him or her. Article 12 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights reads, in part, no one shall be subjected to arbitrary interference with his privacy, family, home, or correspondence, nor to attack upon his honor and reputation. Everyone has a right to the protection of the law against such interference or attacks. Article 17. Everyone has a right to own property alone, as well, or as an association with others. No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of his or her property. Article 18. Everyone has a right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. This right includes freedom to change his religion or belief, freedom either alone or in community with others, or in public or private, to manifest this religion or belief in teaching, practice, worship, or observance. Article 19, everyone shall have the right to all opinions without interference, etc. 23, everyone has a right to work, to free choice of employment, to just and favorable conditions of work and protection against unemployment. Article 26, everyone has a right to education. Education shall be free, at least in the elementary and fundamental stages. Elementary education shall be compulsory. And the final 13, this is Article 28 that I've elected to concentrate upon, abbreviated from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Everyone is entitled to a social and international order in which the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration can be fully realized. A brief insight into the human rights, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, drafted by the Commission on December 10th, 1948. That's our pick-me-upper for today. Thanks for sharing.